I had an environment of people I loved to be around, but they had all my problems and none of my solutions. You guys kind of know what I mean. And I started realizing the more time I spent around people who had my answers, the more I was able just to kind of just have more time freedom, more financial freedom. We talked about the convention and all those associations. 2 months after that convention, we had our first $8,000 a month. I mean, that was exciting. And the more I just spent time around these people, and I can tell you, in this entire month, I spend 3 minutes talking to Mr. Dorsey, and many of the people in the room will talk about a story that you spent your 2 minutes with him this week. And this week, as a lot of people know, my daughter was born on Tuesday, and that was just so exciting how that happened. But we are looking at the commissions that we earned, and we made about $2,300 in the 7 days that I was completely disconnected from Legal Shield, 100% focused on my team. And that you know, $2,000, a little over $2,000 in a week is peanuts to most of the stories you'll see in the book. Maybe we could have made a little more if we weren't focused on, you know, the baby 24/7. But I can tell you, I mean, what a blessing that is to be able to not think about bills or anything at all and be 100% focused on our family. And then as I spent some time asking Mr. Dorsey about residual income and asking him about, having success in this, he was gracious enough, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this. This is probably messed up, but he pulled up his back office. So it's not like he's telling me numbers that I can't. He showed me his back office, the exact numbers that I know, and his residual income. I'm not talking about the money he's getting paid from personal sales he's making today. I'm talking about money that's paying him from work that was done years ago. So if he does nothing, that's going to pay him. His residual income for yesterday paid him more than my entire week of advanced commissions. And the day before, it was over 3,000. And the day before, it was over 2,000. The day before, it was over 2,000. The day before, it was over 3,000. You start doing the math and you understand why he's made over $200,000 in the last 4 months alone. So please get your notepads ready to write. He's got so much wisdom and knowledge to pour into us. So please give it up, guys, for Millionaire Club member Mr. Michael Dorsey.
Thank you. All right. Play some music. That's fine. It's fine. There we go. Now, I really appreciate that, Mr. Burns. And you guys give him a big hand because he just does a great job for everybody. We're trying to figure this out with technical difficulty, but we got the master here with Jason, so you guys give Jason a big hand, too. So, yes, please have your notes available and ready to start taking notes, because all I want to do today is just share with you just the things that I've learned over the last 19 years. And you said it best. I wrote it down. You said, the person who knows how will always work for the person who knows why. And that's very, very important. You know, that's critical to everything in our business. It really is. It's having the right philosophy when you start your own business. And there's a great audio CD called Making the Change or Making the Shift by Darren Hardy, the I guess one of the chief executive officers of Success Magazine. But he has a CD called Making the Shift, and then just changing your mindset, going from a corporate America mindset into a business owner's mindset. Okay, so I just recommend you guys getting that. It's called Making the Shift. You can Google it and find out where you can get it on a lot of places. You can get it, I think you get it on Amazon. You can get it on different places like that. So you can check it out. YourSuccessStore.com, I think, has it as well. But you want to get a copy of that and download it. It's just a great audio because it helps people make the shift from where they are, you know, mentally when they come out of the corporate America job world and they start getting into a business like ours and any business, really. And they really do great things. So if you guys would, just give me a second here. I just want to make sure we get this going here because most of my stuff's on the slides. What's going on? There was something I saw on there that said shift. Yeah. Or swap. He started it. That's not going to work. Because it's going to show what that needs to be on this. They need to swap. Will it be on display? Sorry, guys.
Now there's an option in the slideshow.
You hit that green button, it'll expand it.
I just came out.
Here you go.
That's what I'm looking for. Mirror show, that's what I was looking for. Go for it.
Oh!
Hey. Yeah. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate that. Okay. Good stuff. Well, you know, some of the things that I... Oh, just kidding. Now this thing's not working. How about that? I guess we'll use the old point here. You know, this is a philosophy of mine. That, you know, great people talk about ideas. Average people talk about things. And small people talk about other people. And that's really important in our business because we deal with people. You know, I'm really talking to our leaders here and anybody that wants to become a leader, and hopefully that's everybody in the room. I can tell you simply that, you know, when you have something positive, you want to make sure everyone hears it, okay? But in our world, with television the way it is, news media, all of that the way it is, negativity spreads 10 times faster than something positive, okay? So what we have to do is we have to make sure that we're reinforcing the positive within our organization, which is why it's so important to attend events and associate with good people. And we're going to talk about that, you know, as we get going. So it does work. Okay, good stuff. You know, so we're going to talk about cultivating a great attitude. And this is really important because this is something I had to do. One of the questions we had earlier on in the very first part of the meeting when some of the Power 20 qualifiers and people that have done that came in earlier was, what was the biggest thing I had to overcome when I started in the business? And my answer was, you know, my own mindset. Okay, and I had to make sure that I had the right attitude. And there's a lot of things that you can do, you know, but these are just some quick tips, if you will, when it comes to cultivating a great attitude, because attitude is everything. People want to be around excited people that are enthusiastic and fired up about their life. And what I love about our business is we have people that are excited about their careers. I mean, it's not like you go to your job on Monday, you know, and sit next to somebody in a cubicle or in an office or something and they're excited to be there, is it? I mean, very rarely. If you are, you're very fortunate. But in some cases, many people are stuck in a position where, man, I'm around somebody and they just are so negative, they start to dump on you. So the first thing that I do is make sure, you know, we turn off the TV. I mean, I don't watch CNN. I don't watch the news. To me, CNN stands for constantly negative news, you know, because that's really what it does. I mean, it's just constantly negative over and over. Man, I've got all these problems. Well, you know what? 20 years ago, we had all these problems. 40 years ago, we had all these problems, you know. This is part of life. I mean, you know, however you want to, you know, define it, whether it's a problem or a challenge, depends on your philosophy. Okay, you know, the one of the things that I've done and consistently do and will always do is read 10 pages of a good book every single day. You know, and I do more than that. You know, I usually try to read a chapter a day, some in the morning when I first get up to set my mind right, and some right before I go to sleep at night, so I fall asleep on something positive. Okay, and then I listen to 20 or 30 minutes of a good audio series every day. I listen to my car. I turn my car into Drive Time University. It's funny because my daughters will get in my car and I take them to school in the mornings, two of them, and they hear something positive, you know, and so we'll listen to it for a little while and then we'll play a little music that they like or whatever, or turn it off and just talk, you know. I do like the radio. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I do listen to radio and stuff like that, but I definitely want to feed my mind. I want to make sure that I'm prepared. You know, because the world will kick you in the teeth if you let it, okay? And so you want to make sure that you come out, you know, and you're prepared and you're ready to fight, okay? And you're mentally, you know, in the right mindset. And then associating with enthusiastic people, which is so critical. I mean, it's what we're doing right now. I mean, I love being around Legal Shield associates, most of them, not all, but most. You know, it's like some people that are negative, you're like, oh, don't want to get any on me, you know. I just don't want to be around that. So, but your attitude truly is everything. And there is a book called Attitude is Everything that you're gonna you want to Google that and get a copy of it and read it. It's a really good book. I forgot the author's name, but let's talk about goals and standards. And this is something that I've always been really big on. Is that, you know, once you set a goal, and there's steps to setting goals, and you can get books on all that. But once you set a goal and then you accomplish it, you make it. Okay, you accomplish that goal, then you want to make it your new standard. Okay, and here's what I mean. It's not like when you wake up in the morning and you set a goal to go brush your teeth. At least I hope you don't. Okay, I don't. I mean, it's my standard. I get up in the morning, it's my standard. It's what I do. Okay, and so, let's talk about how that relates to Legal Shield. When you fast start qualify, you've done it once. And even if you didn't fast start qualify, you start Performance Club qualifying. If you can do it once, you can do it many times. And so once you fast start qualify or Performance Club qualify, that was your goal. You set the goal to do that. You want that to now become your standard. Okay? And it's the same concept with executive director qualifying. When you executive director qualify, you set the goal to become an executive director. But now it becomes your standard. Okay? And that's what you're going to do. You're going to continue doing what you've done to be there. You're going to stay there, and you're going to continue to grow and help develop other leaders. The next thing is that helping other leaders grow. Once you attain the bronze, silver, gold, platinum levels and diamond levels, you want to make that your standard. I can tell you that we qualified platinum 17 years ago or whatever. It was a couple years into the business, okay? And we have not missed platinum since because it became our standard, okay? And it was because, and that's not about... It's just about having great leaders. Okay, that's more about the team than it is about me. I just continue to grow and continue to, lead, inspire, and go forward, and do what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, I know that I'm well aware that my team is watching what I'm doing. They're doing what I'm doing. They're not, doing what I'm telling them to do, because I'm not going to tell anybody to do something if I'm not doing it myself. Okay, and so those are the things. Once you attain the ring, your 100,000, it needs to become your standard. Every single year, it needs to be a six-figure year. Okay, same thing with $250,000. Every single year needs to become your standard, and so on and so forth. Okay, you want to continue to do that, make that your standard. So there's goals and standards, and just remember those things. All right, it's really important to do that. And so make sure your standards are very high. People tell me, they come up to me all the time, they say, man, you're in trouble. They see pictures of my daughters and stuff, and they're beautiful. They look like their mom, thank God. They said, man, you're in trouble. I said, I'm not worried about it because their standards are so high. The bar is so high. That little boy is going to have to be really, really special, okay, for them to get their attention. So make sure your standards are high. Just maybe you grew up with standards that were really low. Doesn't always have to be the case. You're in complete control of that. Life doesn't happen to you. You can design your life, okay? So make sure you're doing the right things in order to do that, okay? Let's talk about time and money, and I think that you'll see some value here. And I guess the best way to put this is when you're working the hardest, you're getting paid the least, especially in our business, okay? So here you're looking at it, over here on the left-hand side, the first year, you're putting all this time in, but you're not making as much. So you're working the system, and people are saying, it's not working for me, the system's not working for me. If it's not working for you, it's working on you. Okay, so remember that. Darnell Self said that on the Next Step training series. If you listen to it over and over again, you heard it. It's true. Second year, you're still putting a lot of time in, but you're making some more money. Third year, it starts to even out. Fourth year, and this is any time frame. Okay, I just use years as a reference. Okay, but this could be months. Okay, this could be weeks. It could be, decades. I don't know. Hopefully it's not decades, but, some people are in that. That's okay. But my thing is, what happens is, at some point, you're not putting nearly as much time as you used to, or you're putting the same amount of time in, but the income just makes it look ridiculous. And it does happen. But whatever your goal is, whatever your definition of success is, if it's $1,000 a month, guess what? There are already people doing it. Tens of thousands of people are already doing it. Okay? So you can do it too. We've got over 1,000 people making 50 grand a year. That's 1,000 a week, about, a little less. If they can do it, you can do it too. So set your goal, whatever that goal is, all right? So understand the time and money chart. And then which would you prefer? This is something my dad showed me when I was a kid, and I'll never forget it. And he asked me the question. He said, Michael, would you rather me give you $100,000 right now and then $10,000 a day for the next 30 days, or would you rather just me give you a penny, and double it every day for 30 days? And I said, well, give me 100 grand and then 10 grand a day. That's beautiful, And I use the day reference, but let's you can use any reference that you want. But really, we're talking about linear income versus leveraged income, and I'm big on this, okay? Because watch what happens in this, all right? Linear income is income where you're trading time for dollars. You're trading your time for dollars. And that's what happens in most jobs. If you quit working at your job, you don't go to work anymore, you usually get stop getting paid in most cases, right? Well, when you leverage your income, like a Legal Shield business, where you go out there and learn how to leverage that, watch what starts to happen. We kind of referenced that, you know, with the penny doubled every day concept. You know, you look at the first 5 days. At the end of the first 5 days, this could be the first 5 weeks in your business or the first 5 months in your business. You know, all of a sudden, someone says, "Why didn't you take that job, man? You would have already made $140,000." You know, but you started a business and you made 16 cents. What is wrong with you? You know, I mean, you're crazy. And when you start to make a decision, and this happens for everybody. When you make a decision to change who you are or where you are or your financial standard, when you make that decision, something happens to some people around you. The people, especially some of the folks that are closest to you that you love the most. They don't mean to, but sometimes they hold you back. Hey, no. Don't, you know, you can't do that. You can't, you know, what are you doing that for? And they don't know that because they're trying to hold you back and you're wondering why, what's going on. You're saying, what's happening here? You know, you're trying to figure it out, but what you don't realize is it has nothing to do with you. They don't want you to leave them in the dust is what it comes down to. But if you start looking at what's happening here, you're working hard and they're saying, man, you've been in this thing for how long? You know, you could have had that job. You would have made all that money. Or you could end up, you know, you're working your business. You made $5.12 and you've been there for 10 days or 10 weeks, you know, or 10 months. You're not making that, but you're putting all this time in. You're busting your butt and everyone's, you know, and the people that you love are holding back. Could be your spouse. Could be your significant other. I don't know. Boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You know, a brother, a sister, somebody you love, you know, and sometimes it's hard to do that. They don't mean to hold you back. But they just don't want to be left behind. Sometimes you just got to turn around and say, time to go. Time to disassociate and cut the cord and move on. Okay? I mean, that's what I had to do. One of my best friends was my business partner in landscaping. I had to cut the cord. I couldn't be around the guy anymore. You know, and I got called every name in the book. And I lost all my closest friends. There was five of us. And the other four were just like, what are you doing, man? You're hanging out with your dad? You know, you're doing that. And those guys, to my knowledge, one of them passed away, unfortunately. You know, the other one's still doing the same thing. My business partner's still landscaping. And then two of the other ones, they haven't amounted to pretty much anything, okay? So they've made some bad choices in their life, okay? But, you know, they look at me and they say, I got lucky. You know, I say, okay. You know, the harder I work, the luckier I get, you know, so... So believe you me, it's going to happen. It's going to happen to you. You know, you look at what happens by day 15, it's $160 versus, you know, you look at this one, day 19 is $280,000, but a penny doubled every day. 19 days in, you're only over $2,000, you know, $2,600. But then all of a sudden your business starts to pay. You know, you're starting to look at, hey, this is starting to change a little bit. You know, 24 months in or 24 weeks in or 24 days in, whatever it is, you know, it's $330,000. You know, with $100,000 and $10,000 a day versus, you know, a penny doubled every day. Look what happens on day 24. You got $83,000. That's what happens in our business. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start looking at, whoa, here's what happens. And then something magical happens. Look what happens. Day 27, you're almost double what happens. And look what happens on day 28. You go from $370,000 in a linear income position to $1.3 million. And just 27 days earlier, it was a penny. It was a penny. That's leveraged income, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our business is about. That's what we do. Look what happens day 29. And then, of course, you look at day 30, $5.3 million. Just 30 days earlier, it was a penny. But that's what leveraged income allows you guys to do. We got to start thinking bigger because Legal Shield is going to become a household name. With or without any of us in this room, whether we want it to or not. And I want to be a part of it. I want to write chapters in this book. Okay? And I encourage you guys to get excited about your careers again, okay? Because that's going to happen for us. That's going to happen for us. You guys can clap. You can get excited. Some of y'all have seen this, and I just want to share it with you again because you're understanding it, okay? Let's just say you got in your business and you just worked at really spare time and over a period of a year you brought in five people and you taught those five to do the same thing, okay? But you just continue to do that every year, just five folks. You know, in a job, here you are. You're bringing in your income. Year two, it's just you bringing in income, linear income. Year three, year four, five. You know, still the same person. It's all, everything's predicated on your efforts. But all of a sudden, you get involved in a business like ours. First year, you find five people. Okay, four others, whatever. You know, then there's the next second year, everyone does the same thing. They all find five. And then the third year, fourth year, fifth year. Let's say you have 3,125 people after 5 years in your team. And let's say 90% of them, for whatever reason, decided, you know what, I'm quitting. 9 out of 10 leave. 90% leave. Write this down. Attrition is a natural enemy of success. People leave. Coca-Cola didn't keep. Some people left drinking Coca-Colas for Pepsi. Okay, there's not a company in the world that has kept every person that they started with or every customer they ever had. There's no difference here. Okay, it's a natural enemy of success. It's just one of those things that happens. But now let's just say if 9 out of 10 quit, you had 300 left over, and they didn't even Performance Club qualify. They just sold one membership a month. Okay, those 300 just sold one a month. And then you look at the average override on the $35 plan is $36. Okay, if you did that, 300 memberships times 36 is over $10,000 a month, almost $11,000 a month. That's $129,000 a year. Could you guys get a little more excited about what's happening in your business when you're talking about it? You know, not everybody's going to stay, but hey, that's a stack of money when you look at it. So I just want you to start thinking bigger, start understanding what our business is all about, because it will, you know, it's not about addition. It's about multiplication, exponential growth. Because the best thing that will happen to you is when your business just runs away without you. Okay, and it explodes, and all of a sudden you have people in your team in different states that you've never even met. So let's talk about recruiting. You know, let's walk right into recruiting. And remember, number one, the first key to recruiting is presentations are everything. And we have all the presentations for us. All I do is use tools. You know, greatlegalbenefit.com. Write that down and send people to that site. Okay, greatlegalbenefit.com, because it refers them back to you, or you can actually get your own site. Okay, on the bottom, you can find that. What I do with that, and we were talking about it earlier, is I send people to that site. How long is it? 12? Is it 12 minutes? It's about 12 minutes. Send people to that site. If they see value in that membership, then we'll talk about the money. We'll talk about the opportunity. Because I want to find somebody that sees that value. So we'll send as many people as you can, as fast as you can, to that site. So ask yourself every day, how many people did I send to that site? How many people saw the Legal Shield opportunity today? How many people did I personally introduce to it? Okay. And then how many people in my team? How many exposures, how many looks did I get within my organization? He or she who has the most presentations being conducted in their team wins. It's just that simple. So it goes back to Nick Serba's old concept, where Nick says, you know, it's one of two things. If your business isn't paying out and working the way you want it to work, one of two things. It's you're either not doing something right or you're not doing it enough. Okay? And in most cases, if you're using the tools, you can't screw it up, so you've got to be doing it right. So in most cases, it ends up being you're not doing it enough or at all. So when someone comes to you from your team and says, man, I've been in this thing forever and this and that and the other, when they come up to me and they tell me that, I say, great, show me your activity. I want a list of the people, just give me the last 10 days, the last week. I want a list of all the people you've contacted, talked to, and had them go to the site and followed up with. Usually it stops right there. There might be one or two names. I say, well, there's your problem. We need to increase the number of presentations that are happening from you personally. Increase the number of people that you're talking to. Okay? All right? So you want to make sure you're doing that. So ask yourself those questions. Number two is remaining engaged in what I call IPA, which is income producing activity. That's something we want to do when we're recruiting. We want to make sure we're focused on producing income. That's the number one thing. Am I engaged in that type of activity, which is, am I putting people in front of a full presentation? Okay. Am I constantly introducing new people to the membership? Am I constantly introducing new people to the opportunity? And is my team doing the same thing? All right. And those things will start to really happen for you if you're engaged in the income producing activity. And what's fun, once you start, I know a lot of the folks in the front here understand it. It's like when you start doing that, you kind of get really fired. It's hard to stop doing it, right? I mean, at least for me it is. When I get going and I'm on the phones and I'm setting appointments and I'm sending people over to the site and I'm talking and meeting people, it's kind of hard to turn it off. You know, I don't want the day to end. I want to just keep rolling on. Let's go. Okay, let's jump to 8 a.m. next morning. Let's go. You know, I want to keep doing it. So it's just one of those things you want to do. And therefore, it comes to this. The third T is remain focused. I mean, things will happen. You know, you got family events and those types of things, but you want to remain focused. And part of that is eliminating distractions. And I try to do that when I'm you know, in my business. I mean, my daughters know because I've always been there at home. So they know. They grew up in it. You know, that when my doors are shut to my office, they know daddy's on the phone, daddy's working, don't disturb him. Unless someone's bleeding or the house is on fire, you don't knock on the door. I mean, you know, it's just that simple. I mean, so, and they know that, okay? But, you know, get around excited people that support you, and that's important. And that leads me to this. Write this down. Respect your business. One of the best pieces of information I ever got came from Mark Brown. If you make a decision one week and say, you know what, I'm not going to go to the weekly meeting this week, and you're married and maybe you have kids around the house, or you have a roommate or whatever your living situation is, that person that sees you and they get some of your time because you guys go out to dinner or whatever, or you spend time together, and you decide, you know what, I'm not going to go this Thursday. I'm going to miss this week. That says something to them, but you didn't even say anything to them. You just made the decision. You haven't even said it out loud. You just thought it. And the person around you, they saw it. They're like, okay. And then the next week comes and you say, okay, I'll go. So you went. You came back. Yeah, it was good. It was okay. And, you know, I didn't have any guests there, so nobody showed up. It was kind of flat, you know. Didn't really go. And the next week you say, I'm not going to go this week. All of a sudden, that person that's close to you starts saying, you know what? That's not working for them. I don't know what they're doing, but they start disrespecting your business, and they don't even say it out loud. You don't even see it. It's not even something you can see. It's just there because you haven't respected it. But if you go every week and you're on the calls every Sunday night or every whatever night conference call that your team does, you're on those calls, and every Monday morning or sometime during the week, you watch the Monday leadership show or you listen to it on your phone, and you are respecting your business and you're conducting private conference calls and you're engaged in the income-producing activity, and you don't miss the Super Saturdays, and you go to the regional events and you go to the national events, even if you have to squeeze and find a way to get there, you get there anyways, and you're going to do it come heck or high water, okay? You're going to just do it. Everybody around you will respect it. Because that's what happens in my household. They know that, you know, the bottom line is that Legal Shield funds all of it in my household. Well, we have investments too now, but when I first started, everything was around the income that I brought into the household. So everybody respected it. And I set that standard in my house. Now, I have all the time in the world. I've had all the time in the world to spend with the people I care about most in life because I've respected my business. I've treated it like business. It's not something, it's not that thing that I'm doing. It is the purpose in my house as far as from a financial marketplace, from an income-generating purpose. I mean, I understand there's purpose outside of that, you know, your spiritual life, your physical life, the different things that are going on. I understand all that. What we're talking about today is the marketplace. We're talking about generating income, okay? So that is the purpose. People say, oh, money's not everything. Well, try living without it. At least on this planet, in this country. Okay? So try doing that. You know, it's up there with air and water. It's just something you got to have. Okay? It makes life a lot easier. Okay? A lot more fun to go through. Okay? So remain focused and respect your business. All right? It's so important. It's a vital key to success. If you are, you know, just very, very hard-headed about that, everybody around you will respect that. Okay, because they understand, oh, it's Tuesday night. They don't even have to ask me on Tuesdays what Daddy's doing. Right. They do ask me on occasion on Monday nights because a lot of times I go down to the Monday night presentation in Atlanta as well. But they ask me, you know, sometimes, are you going tonight? No, it's good. You know, and then they know exactly what's going on. They know what Dad's doing. Okay, and so that's just kind of one of the things. So remain focused. Expose a lot of people. Respect your business. Now, the next thing is understanding in recruiting. Don't even expose somebody if you don't plan on following up. And Ryan touched on this a minute ago. And the next slide, I think, the next slide or two is going to show you that. But the fortune truly is in the follow-up. I mean, there's no reason to even expose somebody if you don't plan on... If you show somebody, you get somebody to see a full presentation, and you only follow up one time, then really, and you didn't get a hold of them, or you didn't follow up, what happens is you're just setting them up for some other Legal Shield associate to come in and recruit. Okay, so, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I appreciate that because I do pick up those things along the way, too. I pick up a lot of associates that way on occasion, you know, throughout a year. You know, I'm like, oh, somebody, who was it? And I try to find out who that person was. Like, I have no idea. You promised me you have no idea. I have no idea. I say, okay, well, then let's get going. How long ago? It was 6 years ago. Okay, well, then, okay. You don't know who they are. You don't know how to get a hold of them. All right, that's fine. Let's go. You know, we'll get started. But the thing is to understand that if you expose them and get them through a presentation, then you need to follow up properly. Okay, and that's real you know, simple. Okay, to go through that process, and we're going to talk about some other things real here after this. But along the way in the recruiting process, as obstacles are going to occur, adversity is normal. Write it down; it's important. You know, some people are going to say no. So what? It has nothing to do with you and I. Some people are going to say yes. The impact of that, no or yes, it has the same emotional impact on me. Okay, because even if they get involved, yeah, you know, it's like, okay, that's cool. If they say no, okay, that's cool. It's the same emotional impact on me because I do it so much that I don't worry about it. Because if they say yes, that's when I start to lock in with them, and we'll see if they're going to do something. We'll see. Let's see if they actually go through the first step and make their list. And if they let me help them contact that list. Okay, I don't just say, hey, go make your list and call them. No, no. We're going to go through it because I want to find out who they know. I'm working through every new recruit. Every person I talk to, I'm already looking beyond them. I'm looking to see who they know, who they're going to lead me to, and then that person, who they know. Okay, or those folks, who they know. Because I want to find, you're going to find people when you look past, when you look through them. You want to help them. You're helping them along the way. They could be the one, but it's up to them. It has nothing to do with you and me. It has nothing to do with Legal Shield. It has everything to do with that person. So understand that. So obstacles are going to happen, and the why, your why, you know. I mean, we all know it. We're going to show you how to do the business. I'm going to show you the system here in a second. But your why is way more important because, you know, you'll get shot at. You know, you'll get no's. People will lob bombs at you left and right. And if you let that affect you psychologically, guess what? It will take you out of the game. And you can't afford to do that. So you want to stay focused. And the way to do that is to remember why you're doing it. All I have to do is think about my daughters. I have to think about my wife. I picture them in my mind. I think about the goals that we've set together. I think about my vision board. You know, I think about those things. And I realize it doesn't matter what this person says. I couldn't care less. Someone drops out of... I lost a six-figure income earner in my team not too long ago. Guess what? I don't care. Next, okay? I mean, most people freak out when they lose a brand-new associate. Well, I mean, guess what? I've averaged every other year a loss of a six-figure income earner. It doesn't affect me at all. You can't fix stupid. It's okay. there's nothing I can do. They leave. It's okay. It's fine. It's up to them. It has nothing to do with me. I mean, no company's ever kept every person they've ever had. That's why baseball teams and basketball teams and football teams, they have trades. They trade. That's the way I look at it. I'm like, oh, okay, we're the trader. We cut them from the team. I don't care. Someone comes and says, oh, I can't believe such and such left. I'm like, well, I mean, I had to cut them. I'm sorry. I had to cut them. You know, I mean, this is the way I look at it. You know, we cut them. He's gone. You know, but that's my point, is it doesn't matter. You know, it's what matters is what I do. What matters is what you do for you. And the people you love and why you're doing it. That's it. And if you're doing it enough, nothing else is going to matter. When you lose somebody, I got plenty more that are already there and plenty more on their way to getting their ring. So it doesn't make a difference. Okay? So, again, remember that. So when you lose a brand new associate, you say, well, gosh, the top people in this company have lost ring earners. Okay? And make you feel better real quick. All right? So just, you know, it is what it is. We can't control it. If you can't control it, don't worry about it. Just move on. If it's there, it's there. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to complain about it. I just move on to the next step, okay? So, and remember that success is a numbers game. It really is. It truly is. You know, my attitude is this. I don't care what other people think, and it's not to be crass, okay? You know, this is my mantra, really. I mean, and it's not to be arrogant or crass in any way. I am who I am. Your approval is not needed. Sorry. I mean, and that sounds really cocky. I understand that. But it's just something that, you know, I believe. I mean, I'm there to help. I love people. I care about people. But people got to help themselves. God loves those. You know, God helps those who help themselves. That's the way I feel. Okay, and that's where our business is built too. That's the model that we have. We have a model that people can go do what they need to do in this business. If I can do it, somebody else can do it, and it's up to them. It's not up to me. But I'm going to help them along the way if I have that opportunity. Okay, but I need to make sure that I don't worry about what they're thinking. If someone says no, I just think to myself, well, MidOcean Partner just dumped $650 plus million, probably over $700 million at this point. I have no idea. And you're smarter than them. Okay, cool. Whatever, you know. Whatever. So success is a numbers game. The more people I talk to, the more success I have. Whoa, that's a cool concept. If I told you right now, if we line up 1,000 people in a single file line right here, just all the way out, wrap around the hall, back out into the street, open the doors, whatever, and I told you that you needed to go talk to every single one of them, most of them were going to say no. Some of them were going to laugh at you, and some of them were going to make fun of you, and some of them were going to say yes, a few here and there. And at the end of that 1,000 people, okay, or 2,000, whatever it takes for as long as it takes, meant a multiple six-figure or a six-figure or multiple six-figure income for the rest of your life, would you go introduce them?
Yes, sir.
Then what are you waiting for? Okay, and that's it. It's simple. I promise you. I just made a lot more phone calls than most people. And that's what the ring earners have. You've talked to more people faster. So the goal is talk to as many people as I can, as fast as I can, to get them to greatlegalbenefit.com. That's what I do. If I just said that and you focused on that and that's all you did, and then you got them out to events and did three-way calls with your support, your expert, the rest is done. And you did more and more and more and more and more, and you kept going, you kept going, you kept going, you kept going, you kept going. You didn't let all the little things stop you. And you eliminated distractions. You made sure the pets were outside in the backyard or tucked away, your kids are in bed at night, whatever. You make sure that they understand it's your time and you respect what you do. Everyone around you will respect it, okay? Let's talk about the 10-step success system, okay? A lot of this resembles the 10 core, but it's the same concepts, okay? Number one, make a list. First thing we're going to do when we bring somebody in brand new, make a list, complete the first step training. It's so very important to what they do. It's got a great memory jogger. I mean, let me tell you something. It's so cool when you guys know when you sit down with a brand new associate and they go through the memory jogger and they start looking at some of the different things. Oh, I remember a guy that used to do plumbing or was in the military. I remember that person. And it's so neat to see their light start. They don't think they know anybody until they start reading through the memory jogger. And they go, you know what? I met somebody that's in California. I forgot. My high school friend moved to such and such state. Or was it? And they start writing down these names. And the first thing I tell them to do is break out your cell phone, man. And do not prejudge anybody on the list because you do not have the right to make the decision for them. All we're doing is inviting people to take a look. So master the art of becoming a great inviter. Okay, we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Contact the list. How do you contact them? You simply invite them. Something important I need to show you. It takes about 15 minutes. It takes about 12 minutes. Are you in front of your computer? Okay, punch this in your web browser. You know, greatlegalbenefit.com. I want you to watch that. I'm going to call you back in 13 minutes, okay? Okay, good. That's an exposure. It can be happening that fast. There's an app now. I can put their name and number in. I can shoot them the link. They watch a two-minute video. They do that. We can send all kinds of stuff. The technology's there. Okay, the speed is there if you want it, okay? So we just continue to do that. Contact the list. Invite people to do that. And then once they get started, you want to make sure they book their private business reception, they book their private conference call, and then obviously send a lot of people the website overviews, especially if they're out of town. Okay? And that's really critical. And in local, I mean, because you just want it to be simple. You want everybody able to do what you're doing. That's what duplicates. What duplicates will explode, okay? So go through the basic training and attend them with them. You said that a minute ago. Brian said it. We've all said it. It's like you go to the training with your new associate. Because why? Because then they're going to go with their new associates and so on, and it just passes down. But you're there. 85% of success is showing up, so be there. Okay. Number four, listen to the Next Step training CDs. I do this. I made this one because it's important. It's something that's so important. Drive Time University, DTU. That's what I turned my car into, Drive Time University. You know, I was on my way down to the airport there, you know, on Thursday morning, and I listened to the Next Step training series all the way down. I listened to some John Addison as well, okay? you know, I mean, I clicked off and I was listening to John Addison. Just love listening to him because he gets me fired up. I just love that voice, his accent. He lives right near me, so we don't have the same exact accent. Mine will come out if I get around some of my high school friends, but I don't really see them anymore anyway, so it doesn't matter. And then performance clubs qualify every single month. This is important. You know, you have to do what you expect your team to do. You know, I've been in and out of performance club for how many months has it been in existence? 147?
147.
Okay. I've been in and out a lot. I've been in it more than not. Okay. But there were times where I just missed it. But I've been consecutive for, you know, over 2 years now at this point. But I did not promote it because I know that I didn't want to be a hypocrite about it. It wasn't something I promoted. Okay. Because I wasn't in it. I didn't want to be a hypocrite, but I knew it was important. And now all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? If 2.5 years ago, I said, it's time. You know, I got to be serious about that. So I'm pre-qualified every month anyways. I'm already a month in advance. Most leaders do anyways. Okay, and so we promote that in a big way. You guys realize Mr. Mason, Rip Mason was on our call, you know, about a month ago. He said that 60% of all of production that comes out of Legal Shield comes from Performance Club qualifiers. The entire company, 70% of all recruits are from Performance Club qualifiers. Okay? That's huge. Performance Club is huge. You realize how simple it is? You know, if you have people that are Performance Club qualifying in your business to really, and they're committed to that, and it becomes their standard, you find, you know, five folks, you know, within an organization, and you do it times three, you're going to be ED qualifying left and right. I mean, it really does. It comes down to that, okay? I mean, it does. If you just had a handful of people that were Performance Club qualifying in the right positions in your team in different lines, and they're committed and it's their standard, you're going to be accomplishing executive director and above, and on your way to the ring. But it's the bricks and mortar. I mean, Performance Club is everything in our business. So remember that, committing to those two to five exposures a day we talked about in the 10 core, and then become a great inviter. If you just don't do anything else but get really good at inviting people to take a look, you know, invite them out to an event, invite them out to the website. If they see the value in the member in that website, then you can talk to them about the money and bring them out. Do a three-way call. You know, meet them, whatever you got to do. I mean, just do what you need to do, but keep it simple and keep it focused and remain focused on that. Attend your local briefing every week. This was vital for me, especially when I first started, because I was in a market where, you know, we were just really starting out. We were only in 30 states when I started. Okay, so attending that local briefing for me was critical, because there were weeks where I felt like I got my butt kicked, you know, attitude-wise. You know, it was just a bad week, and I really needed the meeting. You know, and I went in there. I didn't go in there with my negative stuff. And please don't. If you got a negative something, you know, if you're negative by nature, just shut up. I mean, if you're negative, just don't talk. Okay? I mean, it's fine. Just talk and fake a smile and shake hands and get around people that are exciting, because then it starts to rub off on you. But the thing is that I knew that when I was off a little bit, I needed the meeting. But when I had a great week, the meeting needed me. But that was the thing. You know what the meeting did for me each week is it gave me hope that there was something better than mowing lawns, planting flowers, and, you know, building a landscape and selling a landscape to somebody. And when the guys didn't show up to work, I had to be the one out there doing it. I knew that wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Okay, it was just something I didn't want to do, but it gave me hope every single week. I thought, man, that is beautiful. It gave me hope. And there were weeks where I didn't bring guests. I mean, you know, it was one of those things, but I got so much value, I left and I came home, you know, and the next week I'd start bringing guests. But I started focusing. Once I started focusing on bringing guests, my business started to grow. And that was like a, you know, hello, you know, it's one of those things. So attend the briefings, because it just keeps you, it's like a campfire. You go out camping at night, you know, it gets cold at night. The further away from that fire you get, the colder it gets. The closer you get to the fire, the warmer you get, the more heated up you are. It's the same concept in our business. When you're away from it and you're not at the weekly briefings and you're not on the weekly calls, you're not watching the leadership show, when you're away from it, you get cold and you wonder why you're not excited about your business. And you wonder why nothing's happening to your business, because you're not excited about it, you're not heated up about it, you're not fired up about it. So you need to stay plugged in and stay connected to the process, okay? And then attending all the events. I mean, obviously our local events, the Super Saturday, you're here, the regionals, and of course, you know, I think that was great, the All Systems Go video that we saw at convention at the Believers and Achievers. Now we're going to be All Systems Go, and I think that was a great, Ryan did a great promotion, and he said it right. And my story behind that is the first one we went to, we went with 12 people in my team. And you went with 5, I went with 12. You know, and we actually sat down with them. We did everything we could to get them there. Okay, and they all showed up. You know, and then after we left that convention, 95% of my business came from those folks that were there. Okay, the next convention we came back with hundreds of people. And the next convention we came back with thousands in our team. And it was because of those conventions. So what do? Well, we do three things in this business. We sell memberships, recruit associates, and promote for events and attend them. Okay? That's what we do. You put people into the system and allow the system to teach them. Okay? That's part of the process. All right? So connect with Legal Shield. Make sure you're plugged in. Make sure you understand the back office. If you don't understand it, get somebody that can explain it to you. Get to know that. Stay in the know on the Monday Leadership Show in the mornings. Participate on the weekly calls we talked about. Number 9 is really critical to your success, is have a personal development plan and professional development plan. You know, I started calling it that. It's personal and professional, because really you develop yourself. When you start developing yourself, you know, great things start to happen for yourself. I mean, it's just reading good books, you know. We talked about that a little while ago. So do that. You know, turn your car into Drive Time University. And then, you know, I think number 10 is the best thing. I mean, it's like we say, be here a year from now, and that's great. You know, definitely. But my attitude was this. It was an I will until attitude. I will until what? Until I make it. Until I achieve what I want to achieve. I will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And I'm not going to allow anybody to stop me, because I know why I'm here. And I knew why when I first started. And that why has grown over the years. Okay? I know why I'm here. I know why I'm fighting. I know why I keep going. I know why I'm not quitting. Okay? And so for me, a year, that was a drop in the bucket. Okay? It doesn't happen overnight. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Nothing worthwhile happens overnight. It will not stand the test of time. We stand the test of time. We've been here for 40-plus years, and we haven't even started. The biggest part of our opportunity is still way out in front of us. And that's what's so exciting about where we are today. We got a great service. People need it. We got a great company behind it. We got great field leadership. We have everything in place to really grow and build something of substance and leave a legacy for many, many years to come. Okay? And I, for one, I'm going to be a big, big, big part of it and continue to do that. So let me talk about the 7 traits of great leaders, and I got this from John Maxwell, John C. Maxwell, and it was at a Success magazine. It's an abbreviation of a lot of the things that he shared in his different books. And what great team leaders, and how this really relates to Legal Shield, is they make sure that the team is, that you establish a vision. You're focused on one thing, you know. And in my vision in our business, our mantra is recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. And I know people that get involved are going to gravitate towards the group. They're going to gravitate towards these other things. That's going to happen naturally. We focus on bringing new people into the business, because that's the lifeblood to everything that we do. When recruiting is up, production goes up. When recruiting is down, production goes down. There's a reason for it, or it flatlines. Okay, and we don't want that. We want to make sure we continue to grow. It affects each other. So I established a vision, and it's those things that we continue to do. Larry and I are on the same page. We do our calls together. Scott Scantlin's on the same page. We do our calls together, our team calls. We get everybody in. We're focused on back to the basics. That's what our focus is, and that's doing more presentation. He or she who does the most presentations wins, and he or she who has the most presentations happening in their team wins. I've said that. It just is as simple as that. Okay, so as many people as you can, as fast as you can. Keep your ego in check. Ego stands for edging God out. Well, we have people that leave, you know. Well, that's because a lot of times, most 99.9% of the time, the people that might not stay with the company or stick it out or make it to success is because they think they're too cool. They have a hyperinflated, opinion of themselves. It's ego. You know, it's edging God out. I'm too smart for this, or I'm too cool for this. Well, whatever. That's fine. You know. Bye. You know, I don't have time for that. You know, just, you're here to help. You become a servant leader. If you can help, you know, Zig Ziglar, I think, said it. I don't know where he got it, probably from the Bible, but most every personal development book I ever came from derives from that, you know. But I'm not going to get into religion or anything like that. But I will tell you that Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you will get what you want as a result. It's about servant leadership. And that's really what it comes down to in our business. You help people succeed. That's what I love doing. I love helping people succeed in my business. So if you care about their goals and their dreams, if you really do care about them succeeding and you help them, you pour into them, great things will happen for you. You'll get everything you ever wanted and then some. You know, and it only takes, and you guys might want to write this one down too. You're one recruit away from a financial explosion in your household. You don't know what that next person you talk to can do for your family, because they may take this thing and become a diamond executive director, $1 million+ a year income earner, and what that can do for your household is amazing. But you have to have the faith that it will and the belief that you're worthy of that happening for you. Okay? Believe in that, because it will happen for you. So keep your ego in check. Serve others. Servant leadership. Take responsibility. Take responsibility for success and for failure. You know? I mean, that's something that, you know, if you screw up, you screw up. Admit, I screwed up. I mean, man, that would be a great thing to see more of our, you know, politicians and more of our, you know, leaders and more of these sports stars and stuff to say, yeah, I did that. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I messed up. Please forgive me. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. We're all so jaded to the fact that all go, I didn't do it. Didn't do it. Didn't do it. I wasn't there. You didn't see me. I'm over here. You know, I mean, it's like they hide. Just take responsibility. If you mess up, say, I messed up. Not the end of the world. People make mistakes. We're human. It happens. We can fix it. Take responsibility. Same thing for successes, too. When you have success, how you view your accomplishments will determine how much more you accomplish. You know, so when you have some success, get excited about it, man. Celebrate it. Celebrate your success and share it with others. And share other people's success with others. When you start telling stories about, hey, you should talk to this person I have in North Carolina. I do that all the time. Got a guy in Florida starts complaining. I said, man, you got to talk to such and such in Utah. You should see what's going on over there. When I leave here, you go, man, you guys are not going to believe what's going on in Utah. When I'm in Denver next week, when I leave Denver, I'll be down somewhere else. I might be in North Carolina, Virginia, wherever. I said, when you start telling stories sell. People understand, man, that's great. Those success stories really do sell, so make sure you're doing those types of things. I know I get off track sometimes. Sorry. You know, lead by example. I mean, if you expect your team to do what you're asking them to do, they're not gonna do what you ask them to do. They do what you do, not what you ask them to do. Okay? So, performance club qualify. If you want your team to performance club qualify, you better be in performance club. Okay? If you want your team to become executive directors, you better be an executive director. Okay, if you want some folks on your team to get the ring, you better have the ring, and so on and so forth, okay? So understand, this stuff is critical, all right? So lead by example. One of the things, what I thought was great was watching George, you know, with guests. Yesterday we're at a luncheon, Ray was his name? Okay, is Ray here?
No, he couldn't make it.
Okay, Ray could not make it today, all right. But Ray was at the luncheon yesterday, he was a brand new guest, and he was sitting there, you know, the whole time with his arms crossed. And usually when the body language, you think, okay, he's guarded. You know, sometimes. I know. I had no idea. But you never know. So I get up there and I just do what I do. I did the presentation. I was the tool. I'm not a tool, but I was the tool. Okay. So I did the presentation. And, you know, George turns around, talks to him, says, what'd you like best? And do you see an opportunity? He says, yeah. He says, great. Where do I sign up? So he goes like this. Where do I sign up? And his arms dropped. He has the paperwork. George pulls out his iPad. He has a little hotspot thing there. Goes to his little app. Boom, boom, boom. Guy signs up right online. Did it the night before as well at the presentation before. So sign up people. You know, and leading by example. And I think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful example for George and Paula to do that for their organization. You guys give them a big hand. And I know a lot of other people are. I'm not taking away from anybody else. I just happen to see that. Okay, I didn't see what everybody else was doing, so please don't. If you recruited and sold memberships and stuff at these events, it's fantastic. Congratulations. I just didn't see it. I just happened to see what was going on with George in that particular situation. Leaders also do they conduct a plan, do, and review session. The plan is, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a 90-day run. Okay, let's do it. We execute the plan. We go out there, we make it happen. And then we review the results. What did we do? That didn't work. What could we do better? Where do we screw up? How could we fix it? Okay? And so you look at those things, and normally it comes down to the number, the amount of activity and the enthusiasm in which you did the activity. So that's a factor as well. Okay. So you want to make sure you do that. And then leaders understand that giving up is never an option. It's just not an option. It's not an option. You know, if I wish that my dad was still here to share with you guys, because he was the most tenacious person I've ever met. And I'll tell you a funny story. This is a really funny story. Back in 1980, he was involved in this company, a little company called Prepaid Legal. Okay. Long time ago. Okay. First launch, if you will. They're at the Cobb County Galleria Mall in Atlanta, just on the north side of Atlanta. And they're at the Waverly Hotel. And they're in the parking lot after a presentation. They were doing two meetings a week because they had so much going on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And finally, about 3 weeks in, you know, Cleve Pickens had a van. And in the van, he had these little bags that he would have with an audio tape and a brochure. There was like 10 audios and a brochure, and they were selling them for like $5 a pop or $10 a pop back in the 1980s. And so all of a sudden, you know, at the end of the meeting, you know, Cleve's out there doing that. They're giving cash, giving little bags, Some of you guys are already with me. And so all of a sudden, SWAT comes flying in. Police officers are flying in, guns drawn. And my dad's like, you know, everyone's like, oh, my God. Hands up against the, you know, they're up against the van. You know, they're getting patted down on this whole thing. And they're like, what is going on? I thought they were dealing drugs out of the back of the van. And it was audio tapes. But these guys come up, and they're like, what do you got in there? You know, what's in this bag? And they're looking in the bag, and they've got dogs sniffing around. And they're looking, and oh, it's an audio tape, you know. And, this is back in the... and so my dad, and who he was, just as tenacious as he was, he turns around and says, you know, after everything's wrapping up, everyone leaves. Everyone's, you know, a police officer's walking by and says, hey, by the way, you keep your opportunity. You keep your income options open. He has, and he goes to hand him a... And I remember Cleve just shook his head and said, oh, my God, only Mike Dorsey would do that. And that just tells you the character that he had. Just giving up was never an option, man. You know, you got a gun in your face. You're getting patted down. They handcuffed one person, put him back, Cleve, in the back of the car just for about 10 minutes, and they figured it out. It got sorted out. But then my dad tries to recruit one of the SWAT officers. Go, Dad, go. You know, I mean, that was awesome. But that was the way he was. And so he just understood that giving up was never an option. You know, and then this is something Mr. Stonecipher, the founder of our company, sent out to us on an audio CD, and I put it into just a few things real quickly. And I think this is really important, okay? If your business, I mean, this is a blueprint for success. It really is. Number one, make more calls. You know, you have to talk to more people. You have to invite more people, okay? You know, if you expect good things to happen. So exposures are everything, and how many people are you inviting to take a look at Legal Shield every day? And then you have to have more presentations being done. So do more presentations, okay? Because presentations make money. That's what it comes down to. I mean, it's not. Don't be the presentation. Don't give any part of a presentation to get somebody to see a full presentation, okay? Allow the tools to do that for you. And a business briefing and a luncheon is a tool, okay, for each of us, all right? So do more presentations. You know, utilize the weekly briefings. Utilize the websites, PBRs, luncheons, DVDs, the things that we have. The more people you have taking a look, the better chances you have of growing and becoming successful. Okay, and then the last thing is learning how to close. And you said it perfectly. You don't like to use the word close, but really, it's more about inviting people to buy in. All right, that's what it should say: is learning how to invite people to buy in. And I'm going to share with you how to do that here in 2 seconds. All right, people don't like to be sold by nature, but they like to buy things. Am I right? You know, I watch my wife and daughters as they go in, and my daughters, it's funny, my 10-year-old, you know, we're all walking in. We walk into the mall a couple of weeks ago, and they're looking for some winter clothes as it's getting a little bit cooler, and so they knew they wanted to get some different, you know, UGG boots or whatever they do, and just different things. I'm like, whatever. I don't know. What, UGG? Were they ugly? You know, I don't know. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'm just the guy, you know, holding the purse, walking behind them, you know, doing the thing, right? Hey, I'm man enough to do it. I got no problems. I know who I am. Your opinion doesn't matter. No, I'm kidding. I'm playing with you guys. But no, we walk in, and my 10-year-old Riley, I mean, she's a strawberry blonde, so we call her a little redhead. You know, she's just a little spitfire, you know. And she's walking in, and the lady comes up and says, you know, can I help you? That's what they say. She goes, no, we're just looking. You know, and I'm thinking, that's hilarious. She, no, we're just looking. We'll let you know. And I'm like, and she goes, well, I don't want her to try to sell me anything. I just want to buy something. And I thought, you know what? My 10-year-old, you know. What do they say? Out of the mouths of babes, right? You know, you're just like, wow. You know, you think about it, but people don't like to buy. They don't like to be sold. They like to buy. And that's really what we want to do. We want to get good at that in our business. That's all we want to do, is just show the price. Here's what it is. Take a look. If you like it, great. If you don't, that's okay, too. You may or may not be interested. Dave Savola understood that many years ago. Still does. Does a phenomenal job. So we learn how to close, and you do that by asking questions. It's as simple as that. You ask them to buy in. And this would be for a prospect. This would be from an opportunity standpoint. You know, first question, what'd you like best or what'd you like most about what you've seen? What'd you like best or what'd you like most about what you've seen? Number two, do you see an opportunity for yourself? We got a lot of flashes going on. Do you see an opportunity for yourself with this company? And if you get a positive response, then you want to ask the third question, is there anything else you need to know before we get you started? Is there anything else you need to know before we get you started? You know, I've recruited a lot of people over the phone just by asking those questions after they've seen both of Patrick's websites, Great Legal Benefit and Great Work Plan. I've recruited a lot of people just by doing that. Okay? Hey, what'd you like most about what you've seen? Well, do you see an opportunity with our company? Man, I hear that all the time. That's fantastic. Great. Is there anything else you need to know before we get you started? No, I'm ready to go. Okay, great. You see that buy now button? Click it. Okay, I'll walk you through it. I'll walk them through it on the phone. And they fill it out. They go right through it. And it happens. You know, it's so cool how that happens. But that's something for a prospect. So let's say maybe you're just doing a membership presentation. And this wouldn't necessarily work in a group situation, obviously. But this, we're just talking about one-on-ones and individuals and stuff. But maybe you're talking to somebody. And by the way, if you're talking to a prospect that's looking to start a business, okay, and maybe Legal Shield isn't for them, and they let you know that, you need to make sure you at least ask for a referral, number one, but also make the statement, well, you're looking to start a business. Isn't that right, Mr. or Mrs. Prospect? Correct? Yes, I am. Well, wouldn't you think it's a good idea to have an attorney if you're in business for yourself? Yes. That's why you need this membership. Wouldn't you agree? And then we have different plans that can help them. Legal plan for the self-employed, different things like that. So we can do those things, all right? So it opens up the door for everybody we talk to. That's why I focus on that, okay, to help people. Because they may get involved in another business. And listen, if you got involved in this vitamin business and someone took a vitamin and ended up, you know, getting sick and it had nothing to do with the vitamin, but they ended up wanting to sue you anyways, and they sued you and everybody who brought you into the business, don't you think you better have an attorney? You know, oh, well, the company will take care of you. No, the company's not going to take care of you. You need to protect your assets. I mean, it's just that simple. You need to protect yourself. Okay, so do that. All right, so here's some membership questions. What'd you like most about the membership? I hear that all the time is my answer. I love the fact that IRS audit protection. Fantastic. I love the fact that I can get my will done. Fantastic. I hear that all the time. You know, whatever it is, because I like everything about the plan. Okay? And then the second question is, do you see the value in owning the membership? Do you see the value in owning the membership, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect? Well, yeah, I do. Great. If you get a positive response, can you see any reason why you wouldn't want to have this vital protection for the people you care about most in life or the people that you love? I mean, it's as simple as that. And I shut up at that point. And if they say, well, no, I can't see any reason why. If they say no, I say, well, great. How do I spell your last name properly? And I have the app and I just start writing them up. If they answer me, if I don't say anything, they answer me, they give me their last name, they spell it out, and I get their name, their address, telephone number, email, all that. I get all the pertinent information, fill out the application, you know, walk them through it online, whatever it is. You know, I saw, you know, it was perfect with George with his iPad and his little hotspot there, and he just put it right. Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had an iPad that had the original iPad with the cellular in it, the Wi-Fi in it, but I love that little thing. That thing was cool. So I don't know why I didn't know about it. You're like, what are you, like 5 times older than I am? I didn't know about it. I could do that to him, okay? Yeah. Come on, man. I'm just playing with you. All right, so those are great questions to ask. And all that really is, ladies and gentlemen, is just asking somebody to get involved. That's it, okay? We keep things real simple. We don't want to overcomplicate it. And then let me just wrap it up with this, okay? What is your why? I mean, you got to look inside your heart. You got to look inside what moves you. Why are you here? Maybe you're sick and tired of being around the people that you work with. Maybe you can't stand them. Maybe you want to be financially free. Maybe you don't like your boss. Maybe you're worried about job security. It's a responsible thing to do to have a plan B nowadays, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, people aren't being downsized, are they? Well, yeah, of course they are, right? Well, maybe you're tired of working for somebody else and having them tell you what you can do, when you can do it, whether you can or cannot do it, when you can go to the bathroom, for God's sakes. You know, one of the great things I love about this business is that when I lived in Florida and my dad was ill, okay, and I knew we knew we only had so much time with him, I was able to come back whenever I wanted to on the drop of a hat and go visit with my dad, okay? And I was able to see him those last few months, you know, and didn't have to worry about, okay, I happened to be in Florida, and if I was working for somebody, I'd have to ask for a boss, and maybe I wouldn't be able to see my own father, you know, before he passed on because some idiot that I worked for said I couldn't. Why would I let anybody control my destiny? No freaking way, okay? You know, I'm not going to let the little word no stop me. And so, you know, what are you fighting for? You got to look inside yourself. You know, what is it that you're fighting for? I mean, who are you fighting for? I think about my daughters. You know, I think about them, and this is a statement I live by: is life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you right now, you've already made all the money you can possibly make inside your current comfort zone. You've already made all the money you can make inside your comfort zone. If you want to make more money, it's outside of your own personal comfort zone, whatever that might be. And so how do you do that? You don't have to jump out and freak out about it, okay? Maybe you take a little step and you stretch it a little bit because you're reading more books. Maybe you don't like to talk to people, but maybe you start saying hi to somebody, hi to two people a day for the next week, and it gets more comfortable for you. And then maybe you go from hi to, hi, how are you? And then you stretch your comfort zone a little bit, and you take the baby steps. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. It's your life, okay? So maybe you do that, but you stretch the comfort zone, and then you start earning more income. It's outside. More income is outside of your comfort zone. So why not make that part of your comfort zone? Have you ever been around Dave Civola for more than 5 minutes? Have you ever walked down the street with Dave Civola? And I will also throw Larry Gregory, who's a six-figure income earner in the business, too. He makes a couple hundred thousand a year, and he's a millionaire club member. But Larry and Dave are two of the most fun people to be around. If you don't get embarrassed easily, or if you do, you need to go with them so you get over that, okay? But it's just a blast to watch them, okay? They are just so much fun because they have more one-liners, and Dave will talk to anybody about anything, anywhere, anytime, okay? He's just that way, and that's why he makes all the money that he does make. But if you talk to Beverly, Beverly will tell you that Dave was introverted as a kid, okay? That he was introverted as a kid. A lot of people don't even know that about Dave, and he'd probably kill me for saying that. But the time is now. You know, time flies, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I look at my daughters, and I could just remember, I looked at the picture of yours, your baby, and it's just a little thing. I looked at Sage yesterday. You know, you got your niece, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember my daughters. I remember Alexis, Reese, and Riley when they were that little. And now I'm looking, I'm like, oh, God, you know, the boys are looking, you know, stop. I used to go into a grocery store. Guys would look at my wife. Okay, well, I've gotten used to that over 20 years, okay? But now they're looking at my daughter. That's not cool. I'm like, no, stop. She's my little girl. Stop it. I'm like, you know, leave her alone. But it flies, okay? I mean, you know, don't blink. But life is not a dress rehearsal. Okay, we're not a dresser. This is the act. Okay, I mean we're in the play, so let's go get it. Let's leave something here. Let's make an impact on someone else's life in their heart. Let's do something to help other people get past and accomplish things that they wouldn't normally accomplish had you not been there. Okay, let's leave that type of thing. Today matters. It really does. What you do today really does matter. Don't let the word no stop you from your dreams. Imagine this. I have three gorgeous little girls, and now, you know, they're starting to go to the homecoming dances and prom and stuff like that. The older one is. She got asked and stuff. But I look at that, and I say, you know, Amy goes dress shopping, and they go in there, and I cannot imagine being the guy, a dad, and going in, and my daughter falling in love with a dress that she loves. Okay, and that dress maybe has a comma in it in the price. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's $400 or $500, or maybe it's whatever. And me not being able to say, yeah, no problem, get it. I would hate to have to say, baby, I'm sorry, you can't get that dress. Daddy can't afford that. Because I let the word no, other people tell me no, I let that stop me from building my dreams. And so I can't help you. I can't get that for you. What kind of a dad? What kind of a dad would I be? You know, what kind of a man would I be? So why do I care what anybody else says? So anything she wants, you know, when it comes to those special events in your life, those marquee events that you remember forever, why would I want her to remember that. I want to be able to get that. I don't care if the dress is $10,000. If it's my $10,000, I'll get it for her. But that's my point. Is that I will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And that's your attitude that you have got to have. I mean, it's just that simple. Okay? The word no is not painful. That would be painful if you got gobbled up by a great white. Okay? I mean, that's one of my favorite pictures. That's my beautiful wife, Amy. But I don't let the word no stop me from doing what I need to do. I think about my daughters. I think about everything that we have going on in our company. We live in the greatest country in the world. Okay, we got people coming into this country because of the opportunity. We have folks that live here that take it for granted, aren't taking advantage of it. We have immigrants that are coming in and taking advantage of it, becoming multi-mega millionaires because they see the opportunity because they don't have it from where they're from. There's nothing else like it. People say, oh, our country's all screwed up. Well, go somewhere else and find out what's going on in that country. Yeah. If you don't think it's great here, then go somewhere else. Fine, you're welcome to leave. You don't have to stay. That's a beautiful thing. If you don't like our planet, go find another planet. Start your own. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, take advantage of where we are right now. Take advantage of it. And fight for the ones you love. Fight for what you fight for. Okay? Don't quit. Think about it, man. We've got folks like Mid-Ocean Partners that have done everything they need to do, man. They've spent tons of money to help develop our company. And we've gone from, you know, a great thing to a phenomenal thing in just the last couple of years. And we're just starting. We're going to become a household name no matter what. Rip Mason, over $100 million. I mean, he's worth that. Our chief executive officer has had a wake of success behind him. Alan Fernley, a branding genius, helping guide our company. We've got great field leaders that we have in our business. All the folks on our executive advisory board and our principal network advisor, Mr. Self, and Dave and Brian. I mean, number one and number two income earners in our company out there giving back and feeding us. They're pouring into us because they care. They want us to succeed. The only way the company can succeed is if we succeed. Okay? So understand that. I mean, be careful who you let influence you. Okay? I mean, if you allow somebody in your inner circle that's right there right now, they may not always be inside your inner circle. You may need to kick them out of your inner circle, okay, in order to grow. But be careful who you let influence you. Okay? It's really, really important. I mean, you know, it's just everything. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. It's just everything. So, you know, understand that, you know, my dad gave me one statement. I'll wrap it up with this. Is that he said to me, he said, Michael, you know, he said, instead of making your home your world, make the world your home. And that's what we're able to do. You know, I'm able to do what I want to do when I want to do it with the people I care about most in life. I'm able to give back, you know, to the people I want to give back to. The charities, the support, some of the supports that we do. My sister went through a really nasty divorce about 9 years now, almost 10 years now. Okay, she went through that nasty divorce, you know, and she was pregnant with their fourth child. This guy is cheating on her, so he's and has been from day one. He leaves. Doesn't tell her, leaves, files bankruptcy, doesn't make the house payment, so foreclosing on the home. She has no idea what's going on. One day the power goes off, the water goes off, and the sheriff shows up at the door saying, you can't live here anymore. So what do? Because of this business, because I didn't let the word no stop me, we were able to go in, and my mom and dad and I were able to buy her a house so she could put her three children with one on the way. And here she is 6 months pregnant. You know, and with a guy, with a scumbag, I mean, he's lucky that killing people is illegal. I mean, you know, but That's okay. I was like, okay, that's okay. God will handle it. God will handle it. It's all good. Okay. So we were able to help her and focus on the positive side of it. Okay. And be able to help her grow. And now she's with a man that is just an awesome guy. I mean, she found this guy. I mean, she just got remarried about a year and a half ago. And they got an awesome life. I mean, this guy is a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful dad to their kids, you know. And it's amazing to be able to do that. But we were able to get her through those trying times. There was about 6 years where she was just, I mean, beside herself. But she didn't have to worry about money because of this company. So, guys, you know, we already have it. It's already all out there. We've got folks that are, you know, we paid over $1 billion in the last decade. We've got folks that are making six figures, multiple six figures and seven figure incomes. It is the greatest company that I know of. There's nothing else out there that I would rather be doing right now. You can build a career with this company, a long-term success. You have a home here. If it takes you 5 years, that's okay. If it takes you 5 months, that's okay. If it takes you 10 years, that's okay. You know, your speed of success is up to you. Don't compare your success or lack of success with anybody else. Just focus on what you're doing it for, why you're here, why you're doing it, and you'll have all the success that you possibly can ever dream of, okay? So I really appreciate you guys having me out, and let's make it a great week and a productive one. Thank you. I forgot to do this, and I apologize.
Okay.
Next month, okay, you're going to have to give me some details here.
Yeah.
The next Super Saturday is going to be an awesome Super Saturday. I mean, this is a guy that is my mentor in the business. He's the number one income earner in the company. You have Mr. Dave Savola coming.
Woo!
Up.
Woo!
Let me tell you, if it wasn't for Dave, I'm going to tell you, there's nobody better. I mean, you know, when you're the number one person, there's not anybody that's number half. I mean, it's just, you're the best. I mean, it just really, that's what it comes down to. And being around Dave and listening to what he says and listening to his simple message, you guys can't miss it. And so we have some tickets available. And how much are they?
They're $20.
They're $20 per ticket.
Or two for 30.
Or two for $30. Okay, so you want to make sure you get your tickets. It's December 7th. We're in a bigger room. You'll be in a bigger room because you guys are going to have a lot more people. Everyone's going to bring at least one other person, right? So we're going to double what we have here, which is what I understand you pretty much almost doubled what you had last time. So let's make sure we continue to get on that path and grow that way. Okay, so make sure you don't miss next event, next Super Saturday, December 7th. Okay?
Real quickly, we're going to be going out having dinner over at Fuji's restaurant. Awesome food. I think they do an $8.95 menu for the Legal Shield Associates. It's really good food. They threw the fire up, do all the crazy stuff in front of you. It's really, really fun. We have a blast over there. I believe, Mr. Dorsey, you're going to be joining us over there. So come and associate. Have a good time. Yes. State Street, 106 South. So it's just right down the road here. I know many of us wish we had more people here. I truly, my heart hurts thinking of some of the people that could have been here. Anybody who goes and gets the two tickets in the back, get them quickly because we want to take a quick picture we can send into the corporate office with Mr. Dorsey. And when we send it into the corporate office, we'll make that picture available for people. We can even download it. We can get it on the state website or something like that. So, guys, get your two tickets and we'll come take a picture up here.
She got too close so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was easy, baby.